Welcome back, and making good progress today. I am so committed to a breakthrough that has never been experienced before, one that is just incredible, amazing, awesome. So let us continue. Oh my gosh, I can feel Elizabeth, that's funny. Okay, and we're going to jump to the next clearing, and then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about cravings and that kind of stuff. So I know that'll be helpful. Good, okay. Let us go into some training, and then we'll do some more clearing. So when you're clearing, I'm sorry. This is a technology. We may get to this after we clear all of the parasites. So we'll teach you how to do that after we get the parasites done. So evil spirits and friendly spirits and demons. And any other demons, and we're going to also add here, here we go. And you can have a choice. You can, let me just see here. Okay, so I get fallen angels can and sometimes do occupy the human body. Demons can and do occupy the human body. Angels of light, do they occupy the human body? No. I get a no. Okay, so that will be the next clearing, demons and fallen angels. And just the quantum pump again. See anything new coming in? Okay, good. All right, so we're clearing demons, and you can do the chopping with demons if you want to, or you can do a single pump and fallen angels. And of the group, if we did the whole group, how many demons are in the bodies and the auric field of the group? More than 3,000. And of fallen angels of the group of 24 people, how many fallen angels in the group? Twenty-two fallen angels. So we'll just do a nice deep clean out on this area. We'll go into transmortals next, which are also from this realm, the angelic demonic realm. So that's not our realm. Okay. Nothing changed. Okay. When I see that sticker at the top, sometimes it makes me think that I got new messages. So are you guys feeling pretty good? I'm thinking most of you are feeling pretty good. yay, feeling great, yay. Fantastic. At least a couple of you are feeling great. I know that last one was a kind of a cliffhanger. I had a lot of pressure in my head for you guys through the whole thing. So the spirits, usually they just clear evil spirits, and I'm just thinking it's probably just really good to just clear everything. This whole idea of sharing the body, let's do it consciously. If we're going to share it, let's make a decision about it and not have anybody in our body who just snuck in there. So, just cleaning a deeper level. Crystal. I see a note from Crystal. Way better. Also, taken this very course twice. Spiders, scuttles, and snakes were part of the category too, aren't they? Yeah, that's part of the alien clearings, and we can definitely get into the alien stuff too. So with the course we did last Tuesday, we didn't take the time to look at those. They're not big troublemakers, spiders and snakes and that kind of thing. They just kind of lurk. So we'll just remove them too today. The idea would be to clear out anything and everything. Somebody asked me about ghouls, and I muscle tested. I don't think ghouls are actually, I think they're part of like fantasy. I don't know if I've ever witnessed a ghoul. I don't know what it is. A ghoul. Yeah, Elizabeth, don't want to share your body with anybody anymore. Demons. Okay, I don't know, that response to that must have been... Scuttlers. Oh, so you, Crystal, you're thinking that spiders and snakes are from the demonic plane, but in actuality they are an alien race. I don't know about scuttlers. I don't know about that, but scuttlers are alien too. Mm-hmm. Or however you say it. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Describe to you part of a process you can do if something isn't cooperating or sneaking around or sliding around. You can imagine lassoing, like a lasso, like a cowboy uses, lassoing the spiritual pest, and then tying it down to the center of the earth and then hooking it up to the Supreme Being. And then you can pound away at it, and it can't get anywhere, it can't go anywhere. And so you will be successful. If somebody is like skirting around and you're not getting a successful clearing, do that. Lasso them, tie them, anchor them to the center of the earth, tie them to the Supreme Being, and then, you know, that chop, chop, chop. Yeah, aliens. Yep. You're welcome. Okay, I got something else in here, something very strange. I'll add to this. Thing about risen demons. Risen demons. And they can... So let's see. They can occupy the body. They aren't necessarily doing harm in the body, going along for the ride. They're growing, accumulating. Gosh, it looks like they, those risen demons, they look like they live off of the life force, off of our life force. Very strange, very strange. Weird. Okay, well, I've added that to the one we're going through right now. So, you can just see it for a sec. So we're clearing all of this. We're clearing demons, risen demons, and fallen angels. Might be one of the reasons life force drops is these creatures that are in us that aren't necessarily hurting us or damaging us. They're draining off life force. So that seems like that's hurting us. Oh, I see why it doesn't register. Because all of these things that we're clearing from the physical body and the energetic body. But this is risen demons. They get into the essential nature or the essence. So they get into spirit, soul, life force. Ah, okay, that makes sense. For Roxanne, you can chop during this one, or you can pump, either one, but chopping is good for demons. Jyoti is asking how they can access our essence. And some of the spiritual parasites can, actually. Very few of them put much attention or energy because there's this wonderful physical body to... live off of, but understand that our spirit or our essence has weight and consistency too. And so if you think about particles vibrating, the essence of us might be 6 ounces or 10 ounces, under a pound, but there is an essence of us that has weight also. And so it exists. It's not just completely translucent. There is something of us that has some weight to it or some kind of consistency. Elizabeth, would that risen demon show up as feel a muscle is being, as if I feel a muscle is being expanded? I get a no on that. And on that, Elizabeth, I think that might be, I read that's some kind of an alien working in that muscle. And when you were talking about the risen demons, my dog came in and acted a little weird. I know, so strange. I was just testing in that realm because I know kind of the, it's not like they're the same vibration, but they come from that, you know, like Earth has really beings of light and low beings, and the angelic realm does too, has really... It's not a given that angels are all wonderful, and it's not a given that demons are all going to be attacking and evil. So we have to kind of look a little bit deeper into what's going on. And, you know, we're looking at the bad demons as we're looking at, and we're looking at the good angels when we're looking at the angels. And there is a variety, many layers, and they aren't all just pure beings of light or pure evil. So it's good to see what they're up to and to investigate a little bit more. And obviously this clearing that we're doing today is very, very helpful. Okay. Are there new demons with you? Vanya is asking, and I wouldn't say there are new demons. Demons can kind of take up where they left off. But also demons come in because demonology, it's like in the Christian church, especially Catholicism, and some of the Christian sects really teach about demons. And so they become more real, and they have a place of people are afraid of them. And when they're afraid, then they can jump in. Honestly, this is new information to me. I muscle tested. As we've been progressing, and I've been saying, get a fire in you and rise up and let's be determined that nothing will stop us in this quest for being completely clear. We can be completely clear of what we clear. And if we don't know something, we're not looking, then that thing can still exist. And so I've been testing, is there more to this? Like, well, there's evil spirits, but what about if we cleared all the spirits and then there are so many more spirits? And I started looking at, well, from the demonic angelic realm, I mean, we figure angels are always honorable and respectful, but what if fallen angels are, you know, troublesome to us? And there probably aren't huge amounts of fallen angels. And what about... are there demons that aren't just pure evil? Are there demons that are trying to move into the light? I often think the being that's known as Lucifer, I think that being has not necessarily been thrilled with having to be the expression of evil forever. Since he was a being of light, he was an archangel sitting at the right hand of the Father, and now for the last few thousand years, group mind has him like pinned down. He couldn't even really make a breakthrough if he wanted to, because we look at him as evil. And if we looked at everyone as playing a role or a part, that would be a very different thing. I mean, we wouldn't have the, you know, the idea that we have to eliminate evil. We would say, okay, that role that is they're playing in my body, I don't need that role anymore. I'm really willing to learn how to own my body better, and I'm really willing to have a process where I'm individuated and that I relate to the people and the spirits I want to relate to outside of my body, not inside of my body. So, it's interesting because it looks to me like with the risen demons, which you guys asked me to talk about a little bit, and I've never looked at them before, so I didn't even know. It does look like it's a research project when they're hanging out in our essence, trying to figure out you know, it looks like they're trying to figure out about light, because they live in darkness. Yeah, and you know, our spirits, our essence, our soul, and our life force, that's all light. So it looks like that's part of what they're trying to figure out is how that light works. I get a yes on the light. And, you know, so many races that are not human have no idea or concept of love. So I don't see that as part of the dynamic with the risen demons. They're not curious about love. They're curious about light. Are there more risen demons because the increasing frequency vibration of humanity now? I don't get a yes on that one, but it's an interesting idea, Jyoti. It is an interesting idea. I think the one thing we want to know is, are there actual beings in the race of demons who aren't evil or dark or harming? And I get yes, about 30%. So about 30% of the demonic race is actually not evil, is not dark, and is not harming. And then what part of the demonic race is actually actively harming, whether harming humanity or harming other beings? Oh, and gosh, it's amazing. So there aren't neutrals. There's either they're not or they're 70% are harming. So a majority of the demonic race is harmful. So that's interesting. And then the risen demons, do they come into they come into the 30%. So the risen demons come into the 30% not harming. But if they're living off of life force, are they taking our life force from us? Are they reducing our life force from us? They're experiencing our life force. And that's interesting. So they're not taking it. They're experiencing it. That's fascinating. So like I said, it looks like research. Wouldn't it be amazing if a whole race of beings lifted up and maybe there were only 2% evil and 98% good? And then the question that Jyoti asks is, are they responding to the elevation, the vibrational elevation of humanity? And if they're responding, I get a 11% yes on that. So not a big overwhelming percent, but I get 11% yes. And then we have to look at, as a whole, is the human race evolving? Because we are always having the lower beings coming in and the higher beings evolving, and a lot of times they're moving off into one of the friendlier planets. So on a whole, as a whole, have we evolved in the last 1,000 years? Have we, so maybe evolved isn't the right word. Have we become lighter beings? No. Have we become more elevated beings? Is there a group of people on the planet that have become more elevated? Yes. So that's where we get a yes. So understand that the nature of humanity in general is still not really vibrating at the highest level. You guys, however, you're on this call, you're all over 330. You're between 330 and 500, most of you. And so we're looking at love and, loving kindness and the pursuit of spiritual knowledge. And, you know, you're the more elevated of humanity. Vanya is saying that she doesn't know much. I don't think most people don't know about demons and angels and Satan and all that stuff. And honestly, Satan and Lucifer, I think, are different beings. So Lucifer was an archangel that in recorded religious information, it says he sat at the right hand of God, and then at some point he fell and became, dark. But then there's a being that's just a dark satanic being that's called Satan. I don't think they're the same. Sometimes they're mixed up as the same, but I don't think they are. Sneezing and what it means. It could be a spiritual parasite. You can say, no, I'm not willing to experience this and stop the sneeze. I've done that plenty. Is it possible that demons we clear from us can jump into someone close to us. Not in this class. No, I don't see it. And that was for Mary. And Elizabeth, wow. And Crystal, I had an exorcism and aboriginal healing session once where we didn't shatter the entity indwelling in me, but asked aloud for it to recast to source, to speak to, instead of getting thrown into the lower dimension. Yeah. We don't actually throw anything into any lower dimensions or throw anything away. What we're doing when we're doing this is we're removing their information so they can't harm anyone. So basically wiping their intelligence just completely away. So understand that once the first one is clearing, all the spirits who are observing that are hanging out in your body, they see what's going on, and they can vamoose. They can leave your body. And if they don't, then they're in line to be cleared. And some of them can be pretty stubborn or tenacious and say, no, this is my body. I'm living in this body. I'm occupying this body. And then we have to claim our right to, nope, I'm sorry, no, you're not. About 60% clear on the demons, so we can just keep clearing the whole list, the demons, the risen demons, and the fallen angels. And then, of course, religion doesn't talk about aliens, so then we got to get the alien information. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff. You asked me to tell you some stories, and there was about a year ago, I got a call from a mother of a young man who had been completely overrun by aliens and demons. And he just went crazy, wasn't himself, and did a high-speed chase with the police. They threw him in jail, and he was absolutely blithering, you know, blithering idiot, just saying and doing crazy. And his mom was so distressed. It's like, oh my God, this is not my son. And she called me and sent me a message saying, please, please help. We'll do anything. And so I did a quick 20-minute clearing. She had a discovery session, so I did a 20-minute clearing on her son. He got a lot better in those 20 minutes, so we scheduled a two-hour session. And I removed literally millions of things that had just overtaken his body. And he became this sweet, normal guy. And, you know, what's so amazing is the police saw the dramatic shift, and they released him. I mean, he just left. I mean, he didn't have to go to prison. It was clearly, you know, some kind of being overtaken, and he was back to normal. So that was pretty amazing to be part of that. I don't wish that on anybody, for sure. That's like probably the most awful thing, when you lose control of yourself and everything else takes over. And what we're looking at is full expression. The tying down is really, if you're having a little challenge or there's moving around, then you want to tie them down. But if that's always what they do, then you can just go right to tying them down. You can do them in a bundle. You can get five or six of them in a bundle and clear them. right now we're clearing hundreds, but when you're, you know, you're clearing from like a headache or a tummy ache or whatever, and you see, oh, there's four evil spirits or there's four demons or one demon or whatever, you can do it in a bundle or you can do them one by one. And then we're clearing their information, so they're floating like blobs of energy. So they're part of, we're still not like sending them back to their planet. They're still kind of floating around. I have to think about that, about sending them back to their planet. We have like done kind of that intention that aliens go back to their planet, that transmortals get locked into their realm. They don't have wormholes in you. They can't come into our realm. So, okay, let's see. Yeah, Vanya, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, it's, no, they're real. And mermaids are real too. Mermaids and men are real. They evolved way long time ago, and when the government was doing terrible testing, underground testing and sonic testing, like weapons, they killed a bunch of dolphins, but also there were a lot of mermaids and mermen on the beach, so they closed the beaches so no one could see the dead bodies. So. Great, Heather. Really great. Yeah, exactly, Elise. It was amazing. Yeah, Vanya. Me too. I'd always felt like they were real, and then I saw the documentary, and you actually saw, you know, skulls, and you saw one of them in a net, caught in a net that got free, and it's real. It makes perfect sense to me. It's real. I mean, everything has a foundation in reality. I think the kind of beings like Pan and the unicorns and things, I think they came from another era, and probably not this era, but there was a lot of genetic experimentation in Atlantis, and I think that's where a lot of the crossing humanity with animals happened. And so there's all these imagery of, you know, magical creatures that are half human and half animal of some kind. I do think that that was happening during the Atlantis era. And those people who were involved in those experiments exist as people now, and, you know, not half horse and half human, things like that. What was that testing? Got to figure out what you're asking. What was that testing? Alex, could you write a little bit more so I know? And let's see. We're 84% clear on the demon, angelic, fallen angels, and risen demons. We're 84% clear, so we only have 16% left to clear. We're getting there. Yay, yay, yay. Let's sing Kyrie Eleison. That would be great for this part. Kyrie Eleison, Christe. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. 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 Christe eleison. Yay. Okay, let's see. So the Atlantis, more than 12,000 years ago. Uh-huh. In Atlantis time, more than 12,000 years ago, would a low vitality life force in a healthy person be an indication of the presence of one or more risen demons? Thank you. Probably not. Life force is really more directed on how healthy you are and how connected you are with your body. And since we got that they're not actually draining life force, they're observing it, they're looking at it, and they're not there harming you, I would say probably not. But you can muscle test to see if you have risen demons observing in you. We don't want anybody in us, so they don't have permission to be in us, so we're just moving them out. Nuclear testing story about the mermaids. What was that testing? The story of them, 98% true. So I think, when I saw the documentary, I was like, oh, my God. Unfortunately, and I've been part of some of that crazy testing, too. I lived up in the Bay Area, and there were laboratories where they would do kind of sound testing on different populations of people in the Bay Area, and they would project radiation waves or waves of energy. At the time, it was many, many years ago, like 20 years ago, I was attending Berkeley Psychic Institute, and they would say, yeah, the laboratories over there are, you know, shooting out this test. And we did a whole kind of protest on the testing they were doing on the whales because they were killing the whales and the water mammals at the time. So, but then people would have a headache and feel depressed for weeks on end, and it'd be the whole population would feel depressed or subdued. So they were experimenting with different energy frequencies to subdue people, and what it would do if you, you know, apply that particular energy to somebody's brain on a larger scale. So understand that in addition to bioweapons, they have weapons that are either kind of laser frequency or something like that, some kind of a frequency wave that they send out. But we want to focus on the goodness of humanity, don't we? That song did really help. Yeah, beautiful singing. Yay, beautiful. Thank you for the hymn. It brought compassion in my heart for those unwanted energies. Thank you. Sound weapons. That's, yep, could be. Silent sound weapons. Okay. Let me just test and see if there's anybody who has any demons left. There are three people in the group that have demons left. Any risen demons? Zero people. And any fallen angels? One person. Okay, so We're testing clear, but there are three people still who have demons and one that has a fallen angel. So we just do a little bit more clearing. Maybe we'll sing Kyrie Eleison another couple times as we clear out those last few hanger-oners. How do we neutralize that? You can pump. You can ground and clear and hold your space so that it's an invading energy. So you want to maybe put the blue corona on the outside edge of the aura, which burns off alien energy and information coming in, and then like a 6-inch plexiglass edge to your aura. That's what I would do. And then just really own your space. And you could clear it even like spiritual parasites like we are. You could do this. But it's more about it getting in. So if it can't get in, like if you're not part of that frequency, it can't get in. So that's what I would say. Okay, a couple more times through on Kyrie Eleison, and let's finish up the three demons and the one fallen angel, and then we'll move to the next one. Kyrie Eleison, Christe Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, Christe Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, Christe Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, Christe Okay, I get clear. So let us move on to the next clearing, which is transmortals. Oops, sorry, we're up a little too high here. Transmortals. And what we're going to clear in transmortals is not just transmortals, but we're also going to be clearing their wormholes. And let's see if there's anything else that we need to clear. And transmortals are also from the demonic realm. They're kind of like mean teenage boys. They're big. They're like 9 feet tall. And how they come in and out of their realm is through wormholes that they put into your body. And so we need to clear the wormholes and the transmortals at the same time. And we'll clear something that we're going to call embedding. So we'll also clear embedding from transmortals. There we go, a little bit bigger. Okay, good enough. Let me just see if there's anything else around the transmortals that we need to get. Any additional cords in addition to wormholes? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's gonna be good. I see that they're being able to come back are the wormholes and the embedding. So we clear the wormhole cords, embedding, and the transmortals. I think we'll be good to go on that section. I'm going to show you the technique for transmortals. It's a, kind of a doorknob, like that. That's how that looks. And we're going to be clearing all in one fell swoop. So we're going to be clearing the wormholes, the cords, the embedding, and the transmortals. And this is the technique for that. This doorknob turning. And you're making a, like you're holding onto a doorknob and you're turning. And then transmortals for the group. How many transmortals are there in the group of us? 24. Over 8,000. And how many cords are there? Wormholes and cords together. Over 7,000. And are all of those embedded? No. And 1,000 are embedded. So that gives us a good idea of what we're going to be working on. We'll be going for another 17 minutes on the transmortals, and obviously we very likely will need to come back and pick up after our lunch break on transmortals. But we have another 17 minutes, so let's give it a good go. Thinking of another song. And this one is called Angel's Call. Let's see. Angels call while we are sleeping. Angels call while we are sleeping. Riding through the waves of dreams. Riding through the waves of dreams. Keeping safe our mortal bodies. Keeping safe our mortal bodies. While we play in astral scenes. While we play in astral scenes. And then it has an ooh part of it. So there's like a beautiful interlude in here. And then the second verse. Beams of light flow from their bodies. Beams of light flow from their bodies. Showing us a glimmering mirror, showing us a glimmering mirror, waxing to the world of wonder, waxing to the world of wonder, leave behind all doubt and fear. Leaves behind all doubt and fear. Ooh. There we go. That one's called Angel's Call. It's pretty. It's pretty with the harp. Maybe at another class I'll be playing the harp. Not in this program, though. I haven't been practicing. Telling on myself. I've been working way too many hours. Okay, let's see. Yes, thank you. Double door knocking when like it's chopping. Yeah, you can do that. Very helpful. Yes, yes, yes. And then I have an audition for a choir tomorrow morning, Norway time. So this is perfect. Wonderful. There's another really lovely song. One of you had mentioned you saw Mary really present, and Mary and Jesus are here helping us. They jumped in with the ghosts and helped usher them onto the other side and had some nice communication with them. This one is called Mary's Chapel. There is a softness about her, sweet Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in love. Okay, let's do that together. There is a softness about her, sweet Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in love. There is a reverence surrounding her, precious Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in awe. Okay, there is a reverence surrounding her, precious Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in awe. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness, pure, precious holiness. We'll do that together. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness, pure, precious holiness. My heart's filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy with Mother Mary as my guide. My heart's filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy with Mother Mary as my guide. Should we do it all the way through? I think that's a yes. There is such a softness about her, sweet Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in love. There is such a reverence surrounding her, precious Mother Mary. I can only respond to her in awe. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness. There is such a holiness. Pure, precious holiness. My heart filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy. My heart's filled with ecstasy with Mother Mary as my guide. Nice. Sherry, it's an interesting question. Can we shield ourselves from the parasites? And I think just kind of like dust mites and things like that. They sort of just are there. I think the more that, you know, if you think about building an outer mechanism, you're probably not really on the right track. The inner mechanism, the clearing anything that would allow them to come in, is probably going to be better, and then just cleaning them up every day. And like I said, dynamism, the meditation dynamism, is so helpful, because it's all about body ownership. The more we own our body, the less they get in. They get in because we're not owning our body completely. I'm just thinking this might be a really sweet one right now, as we're, you know, cleansing ourselves from everything from the demonic realm. Wonderful. So let's do this one, Create in Me a Clean Heart. And that is just a traditional piece of liturgy from the Christian church. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. And uphold me with thy free spirit. And then we'll just do the rest of that. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, questions. I feel the song softening my heart when it's been hardened from hurt and pain. That's beautiful. Oh, dear Julie Renee, the transfiguration, when I open my eyes, pull tears from my eyes, blissful. Oh, that's amazing. When I open my eyes, I saw your face. That is, I'm applauding here, Julie Renee. Oh, yay. Thank you. Well, maybe more of that then. You guys have convinced me. I'm going to get back to my harp playing and my music and warm my voice back up so it's not so raspy. It's another one that's really lovely. This one is called Angels and Innocence, and probably the last song we sing before I break. So we're all doorknobbing those transmortals, and we'll sing a song, Angels and Innocence. Angels and Innocence, time racing by, babies with mothers, hope in their eyes. Angels and innocence, time racing by, babies with mothers, hope in their eyes. Saintly and sovereignly, soft-spoken love, bishops and holy ones moving their palms. Saintly and sovereignty, soft-spoken love, bishops and holy ones moving their palms. Play with the universe, alter the plan, stop making victims, love is at hand. Play with the universe, alter the plan, stop making victims, love is at hand. Honest and open, hearts flowing free, find me the spirit floating in glee. Honest and open, hearts flowing free, find me the spirit floating in glee. Life is a mystery,